Delphus Coulomb, 1874 to 1959, was a direct descendant from Louis Coulomb, who arrived in Quebec in 1665. He married Marie Claire, bottom left, in 1895, and they had three children before moving to Alberta. They arrived in the Laval area in 1901 and spent the winter with Théodore Jalot, one of the first settlers there. With the help of their children, the couple built a log cabin. They cleared wild brush, prepared small fields, and they planted and cultivated fodder for livestock. The elder Coulombs lived there until they moved to the town of Laval in 1920. Delphus and Marie Claire were a hard-working couple. Delphus spent time as a school trustee, veterinarian, mailman, town mayor twice, dentist, church warden, choir director, and in 1915, the first president of the Sacré-Cœur. Marie Claire worked the spinning wheel, helped with the farm chores, and cared for the children. They celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary before their deaths in 1959 and 1960, respectively. Born in 1901, Father Émile Coulomb joined the St. Albert Seminary in 1913. Bishop H.J. O'Leary ordained Émile priest in 1924, and became the first Alberta-born secular priest in the Edmonton Diocese. In 1925, he became St. Lena's parish priest. Émile Coulomb was a talented speaker and hard worker. A chicken bone lodged in his throat the following year of his ordination. The St. Paul Hospital couldn't help him, so they quickly transferred him to Edmonton General. They found him suffering from double pneumonia and watched him helplessly as he passed away. Father Émile Coulomb, on the right, died on the 20th of September, 1926. The rest of the Coulomb children are also followed their parents' hard-working example. Dominique Coulomb, the third child of Delphus and Marie Claire, was as busy as his father. He helped establish the credit union and CHFA radio station. He was a member of the co-op, school board, Knights of Columbus, and parish choir. Dominique married Florida Messier in 1922 and had 16 children. Miss Coulomb is depicted operating a spinning wheel to symbolize the discreet work of women in hard times, which needs to be acknowledged. The spinning wheel, Marie Claire's main tool, was even brought outside to benefit from the long hours of daylight. The Coulomb family is still known as both hardworking and innovative. The mural shows a catapult that threw hay to the top of the haystack. Different events between 1895 and 1945 are depicted on the mural. Small fields were cleared in the midst of a thick bush to plant and harvest feed for the livestock. We also note a log cabin built by Delphus. To construct it, he carefully searched many straight pines. With winter fast approaching, Delphus's family were warmly welcomed at Jalot's home. They finally moved in their own house on April 28, 1902, and remained there until March 30, 1930.